This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But he warned if diplomacy fails, President Donald Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve objectives. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says both he and President Trump want to give diplomacy every chance.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area would create insecurity in the region. U.S. President Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but stopped short of saying that they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says that Mr. Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether Ukrainian gas company tried to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was U.S. vice president. The president said the White House will make a determination whether to release a transcript or details of that phone call, which came in July, 2 months after Zelensky took power in Ukraine. A visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China Sunday to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now-defunct peace negotiations with the United States. The insurgent visit comes 2 weeks after U.S. President Trump had abruptly called off his administration's months-long peace talks, citing ongoing Taliban deadly attacks in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. President Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi appeared together in Houston, Texas, Sunday before a largely Indian audience of about 50,000 people who packed the stadium. Modi noted the number of people watching their appearance around the world.
Millions around the world, in different time zones, are with us today. They are witnessing history in the making.
The U.S. and India have yet to agree on a trade deal, which has been stalled since the U.S. canceled India's special trade status. In turn, India increased tariffs on several dozen American products. The planet is getting hotter, and tackling that peril will grab the spotlight as world leaders gather for their annual meeting at the United Nations, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
To underscore the seriousness of climate change, the UN's World Meteorological Organization issued a report Sunday showing that in the last several years, global warming, sea level rise, and carbon pollution have all accelerated. Climate expert Lena Srivastava says the world needs to act.
We are at risk of crossing several critical tipping points.
But some climate scientists say the report's predictions can be tamped down, and if the world keeps temperatures to the 1.5 degree Celsius goal instead of the 2 degree one, 420 million fewer people will be exposed to heat waves and 10 million fewer will be vulnerable to sea level rise. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration is backing away from its attempt to cut $4 billion from the amount of foreign aid distributed by the United States. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Lawmakers from the Democratic and Republican parties push back, calling the plan an attempt to sidestep the authority of Congress over government spending. A White House official tells VOA that despite President Donald Trump's desire to be wise about where U.S. money is going, it is clear that there are many in Congress who are not willing to join in curbing wasteful spending. Trump earlier in the week said he was considering scaling back an effort to slash foreign aid and would decide on the proposal within days. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Protesters in Hong Kong vandalized a subway station and defaced a Chinese flag Sunday during another weekend of pro-democracy demonstrations. Thousands also rallied inside a shopping mall, and protesters later built a barricade across the street and set it on fire. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse some of the protesters. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.